This is CliffCentral.com. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hello. Do you feel there's something in the air tonight? Can you feel it? I know what it is. Do you know what it is? I know what it is. It is nothing but Friday the 13th. Yes.
Dis Vrydag die 13de, die hele dag hier. So skiet maar 'n paar katte as jy hulle sien en vir my 'n leer of twee. Ja, vir Donald Trump vir my die Noord-Koreaanse leer. Ons moet maar lag in hierdie tyd want dit is fucked up. Anyway, kom ons hoor.
13th in this motherfucker was good, man.
Oh my god. What's this? Friday the 13th. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's Friday the 13th. Oh my god.
You're now listening to Smoke and Smoke.
Good morning, Gavin. Good morning.
Good morning, Casper.
Hello. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Hello, Shemaine.
Shemaine, ding ek trip.
Hello, Rian.
Hello, hello. What's up, what's up, what's up?
The thoughts be expecting my head. Told me there's nothing but cobwebs and lead. I'm a psycho, I'm under your bed. Creeping and crawling, I'm stuck in the sleep. In my target has weakened. I'm seeking the caucus for sleeping. Wearing his bones around my neck. Hop in the deep heart never beat. Sight in my head, bitch, I soak with the weeping. Slaughter the sheep and I drain all the blood. Filling my cup, yeah, I'm zipping the blood.
Tell your bitch, pick her lip up. She look again, man, she get it fucked. 10 feet to that sticky stick. Riding around with my new bitch. It's that mystic prince on that 666. Sitting back with my crucifix. Put that whole face in the pillow. I'm that scarecrow in your window. Ain't no witness in the dark. Body parts and needing hearts. Robbers, killers, cocaine dealers. Leave these fuckboys shaking. Looking in the face of Satan. Sold my soul, fuck the cost. Robbing these bitches and making my riches. Bitch, I swallow crucifixes.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Is dit nou klaar? Dink julle. Fok. Dit was erg, né?
Dit was hard.
Oef, ek is bang. Ek kan nie glo dis al die hoeveelste Friday the 13th wat ons op die show het nie. Dit is amazing hoe die tyd net gaan en gaan en gaan. En een van die dae is dit alweer Halloween ook. So ek moet die scary kak bietjie bære vir Halloween.
When is Halloween?
31st of October.
Oh.
Yeah, where are we? There? Well, just look in your diary there. What, when is the 31st of October? What kind
of... We are now the 13th.
Yeah, but the
13th. So, ons is so... Ons het so...
Wanneer is die 31ste? Wat is die dag?
Dis op 'n Dinsdag.
Ach, fok. So, okay, ons sal ons Halloween show moet hê dan die vorige Vrydag.
Mm.
Nee.
In other words, the 27th of October.
Yeah. I am rushing that day. I'm rushing back from Bloemfontein.
Okay.
Good yes, Lord. That
I've
means
got a show in Bloemfontein. Bloemfontein, please, if you can listen to this, if you have computers and you listen to Ron online radio on Thursday, the 26th of October, I am in the Fool Club. The Arsefool Club.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I sprayed people with my excitement.
Really?
He claims to live in the deer time.
I'll just shut up.
I sprayed him with my excitement.
I'll just keep myself to myself.
Are you spraying, darling? from excitement.
Indeed. Want jy het begin met voel en toe psh, to nou, say ass.
Ass voel is eintlik 'n guy voel, nee, want dit is ass voel.
Is it?
Oh yes, of course.
Of course. Well, that one.
Ex be Alicia.
But wait a minute. So what are you going to be doing there?
Speaking of Alicia, we got a big surprise today.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
What do you Alicia? Mean?
What do you mean? What did you ask me? When am I there?
What is going to be happening there at the club, at the place?
My show.
Oh wow!
They want it back.
You've been having a lot of shows lately.
They want me back.
Oh, that's
they
a
want
good
me
thing.
Back for good.
And that's not gonna happen.
Oh, so I'll do that. But so that morning I'll be a bit rushed. I'll be on energy boosters for our Halloween show then, which would be on the 27th.
I'm excited.
Let me see who's our guest that day. Do you want to know?
Mm. Yes, please. That way ahead. That's really lovely.
No, we got guests for miles.
For days.
For miles, darling. For let me just
Jean
have a look here.
Ian, for Jean and Ian.
I kijk gauw op my Jean. iPhone almanac. Oh, by the way, iPhone het weer een update. So jylle kan update al ons iPhone maaikies. Mm.
Hulle raak so vinnig achter hulle met die hele tijd update.
Wat gaan met jou aan?
I don't know.
This is like a Wendy Williams vibe. Huh?
How are you doing?
Wendy Williams.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
No, I mean, I'm just realizing that Die Bloody Bernard is back and he's vicious with that tongue of his. And I love that. And I didn't realize how much I missed it. Yes.
Really?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Did you have enough sleep or was no, it, is it the tablets?
Obviously not. Rian, what gaan ons vandag doen op die dance section?
The Paso Doble.
Paso Doble.
Dis 'n sexy dance daar, ja.
Nou weet julle waaroor gaan die Paso Doble? Ek het vir Casper vertel, hy mag nie sê nie.
Nee, vertel ons.
Waar fok gaan dit oor?
Wel,
ek kan nie onthou nie.
Dit gaan oor die man is die Manador.
Oh!
En die vrou is die
Salvador.
Die Cape.
Sy is die Lappie.
Oh, she's
the Cape. Ja, nie die Bul nie, die Cape, ja.
Die man is Bul en Matador.
Ja.
In een. En sy is die Flappie.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So die hele dans gaan actually oor die soos wat die sport, wat hulle ongelukkig na die bulle dood maak.
Ja, fok hulle.
Ja. So dis nou, dat die dans gaan oor dit, waar dit is nou helemaal created om daai hele sport.
You know, now that you're saying that, ek kan dit nou visualiseer.
Mm.
You know, ek die daai movements maak nou vir myself.
Ja, en nou as jy nou hieraan dink, gaan jy sien dis nogal nogal baie great.
Ja, yeah, dis spectacular. Maar soos julle sê, jammer oor die bulle wat so wreed doodgemaak word.
Yay! Wat gaan aan met my? Het jy gehoor, sy mind is baie vinnig.
En nou scared.
And now all of a sudden she became like she's melting in the sun. She said, ja, dit is waar, hier is waar, waar. So deur gaan maak, waar, waar.
Dis die ballet,
sy het nou nog gesê, ja, jy bent hier terug, ja, ja, ja. Nou sê sy.
And did you hear that scream earlier on while you were still doing your intro to the show? She already started to scream.
I heard. I think something is wrong with her.
I'm on my meds.
She's on her medsies. Well, that medsies.
Not menses.
Girl, it's kicking you up and down and left and right here. So die Paso Doble word gedoen deur wie?
Deur Lerato.
Ja.
En Nathan.
Is hulle altyd mans? Is dit 'n gay Paso Doble?
Ja, dit that kan interessant wees.
That would be lovely.
Is Nathan 'n vrou?
Nee, yeah, is 'n man.
Is Lerato 'n vrou?
Ja.
Ek dink Lerato is 'n man.
Nee.
Kom maar dan.
Lerato. Is dit nie Lerata, dan is jy 'n vrou.
Nee, dit is Portugees.
Okay, well so I've learned something. Lerato.
Mm.
En Nathan,
mm-hmm.
Waar kom hulle vandaan, Rian? Waar het jy nou weer vir hulle opgetel?
Wel, ons moes eindelijk een ander kappel gehad het, en het het ons nou vinnige geskrampel, en nou het hulle besluit, hulle gaan ons uithelp.
Oh God, wat gaan met Kevin aan? Het hulle gesê, hulle sal ons
ja,
uithelp?
Ja, so hulle het gisteravond gesê, hulle gaan ons uithelp. Ek het in een panic vir Casper gesê, hoorie, ek freak uit, die kappel kan het nie maak nie, en hy sê, chill, relax. Ons gaan op.
Ja. Kasper het daai gevoel op 'n mens.
Ja.
Ja.
Oh. Ek wil uit vir die Canisius
Child. Actually true, you know. For a Gemini, he is quite a calm.
The only time I saw Kasper in a little bit of a spin. It wasn't a panic, but it was a spin.
A proper toos
was when we thought that our guest of honor, our extra special guest, Peter Dirk Ace, was not going to come. True. That was the only day.
I actually thought he's not going to come. Yeah.
And he actually came. Yeah. Nee, Kasper was nie kwaai nie, maar he was like, jy kon sien dit's the
stink.
He was flustered, to say the least. Mm.
But yeah. you know what? You still handled the tooth very well.
Mm.
Because you had some backup stuff, and by the time he got here,
yeah.
With Bridget, you were fine.
He was in a traffic jam, I think.
Yeah, he was.
Want as die dansers nie opdaag nie, dan gaan elkeen 'n beurt kry van ons om 'n solo te doen.
Solo met
wat? Oh ja. Yeah.
'N dance solo.
'N solo mio.
Dan gaan ons dit rekord en op die website en alles.
Kry vir my 'n mooi lekker stoel asseblief.
Julle dink ons joke.
Lekker sexy stoel. All I can say is I've got rhythm, but ek is so onfix.
Ek en jy gaan die horizontal rumba doen.
I love that. Ek sal twerk.
ons wil listeners hou.
my stepsister is
like
back.
Gavin vandag.
My stepsister.
You guys see, Gavin is looking hot today.
Thank you. I am hot.
Yeah, open a window.
Oh,
as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, lots of love in the studio today.
Bernard, soos ek gesê het, iPhone, al die iPhone mense, julle kan update, en dan net, wil ek net sê, ek weet nie of julle weet nie, maar die Samsung Electronics Chief Executive, Kwon, het geresign oor corruption.
What?
Kon. Het klink soos jou Kon.
Hy is dalk geforseer om te resign, want hy was die corruption.
In the latest management upheaval, the firm, the entire Samsung group was imprisoned for corruption in August. En nou het Mr. Kwon ook besluit, ek vat my tablet en ek loop.
Ek wonder of Kasper dit opmaak terwyl hy dit lees.
Nee, nee, nee.
Because he's got that ability.
No. As you can imagine, I couldn't wait to tell.
Kwan's a story.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Kwan's a story. Yeah. Nee, so Samsung is fuck, but it's okay.
Nou wonder ek waar gaan iPhone nou hulle parte kry?
Wow.
Want dis moet Samsung wat het maak.
Ladies and gentlemen, you should see the look on Cassie's face.
Samsung maak iPhone se parte.
Jy bedoel Samsung copy iPhone se parte.
Nee, hulle maak dit vir iPhone.
Really? I did not even know that.
Ek ook
nie. Then they began their own phone that looked exactly like the iPhone. Oh well, can't beat them, join them.
Soos die nuwe iPhone wat nou uitkom, is nou ook sonder 'n knoppie, soos die Samsung wat alreeds uit is.
Ek hou nie daarvan nie. Ek hou van 'n knoppie.
Ja, so ek wonder wie knoppie vir wie.
Ek wil 'n knoppie. Wie knoppie vir wie?
Wie knoppie vir wie?
So Betty, are you going to give us some scare and skin in these later?
Yes.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Why do you look so like you don't
But really amper verkeerd uitgekom.
What is
ready?
Huh?
Then I want to tell you that we had a storm on Monday.
No, we had a fucking tornado.
Was it a tornado?
There is a slight difference.
Maar weet julle wat? Die Here se kinders word na gekyk. Ons is heeltemal ons het heeltemal gemis geraak met die hurricane.
Is dit?
Ja. Die Here, alhoewel hy weet ek weet nie eintlik om ken nie, het hy my beskerm.
Want jy is onder die berg.
Hy het my onder.
Wasn't he not he the Lord, but the storm? Was the storm or the tornado? Was he on the other side?
No, it was next to us. It was like Cradlestone and then a couple of. Yeah.
Hy het Kasper sy huis met 'n kilometer gemis.
Sure.
Even less. Cradlestone se dak is aan mekaar en Farm City daarna by my is gefok en die dinge is om bome en heininge en everything. But ons was dit twee blaartjies in 'n tak.
Wow. Oh, you were so like, but jy was beskerm.
Ek was beskerm. Ek sê, I heard at some stage, I heard, and Kent went, and that was obviously the sound of that thing.
Dit was obviously die serkienkoos se dak gewees. Ja, die dak is soos weg. Dat, gaan kyk op Twitter, Cindy Peluta het gepost, 'n video van 'n ma na twee kinders, wat in die cinema gesit het, terwyl die dak afgeruk is.
Sy dink seker dis 'n amazing surround.
Die video is nie van dit nie, maar hulle het na die tyd ingegaan en afgeneem.
Kan ek jou net 'n bietjie sagt? Nee, maar jy skree. Jy skree bietjie.
Ek skree ek nie.
Ek weet nie. Maar gaan aan. Die ma en die dogter is toe weggeruk.
Toe afgeneem hoe die cinema lyk na die verwoesting. Dit is insane om te sien.
Oh wow.
Well,
dit was baie scary.
Dit was. Vooral toe ons nou na die tyd verby ry en ek sien toe al die skade en ek dink, oh, ons het dit alles gemis.
But I think Durban is worse.
Oh. Yeah, but they deserve it, you know.
Het jy Gareth foto gesien van die Uber wat die ark is?
Ja, I did. Call your Uber.
Ja.
Ja, wat sê julle mense van die Dove ad?
Wag, hy wys nou eers. Wat sien jy, Gavin?
So, oh my god, so Bernd is just showing me die waarvan hy nou gepraat het in die cinema. Das nie 'n dak nie, hulle, die dak is af. Dit is gemors in die theater. And a mother and a daughter were sitting there while all of while the storm was happening.
An audience.
So why didn't you get out?
Yeah, you can watch a movie or be part of a movie. Sterk in Igor.
Kan ons sien wat daar aangaan?
Is dit dieselfde cinema wat julle daai army fliek gaan kyk het? Daai wat
That thing is wretched.
Fliek van die Tweede Wêreldoorlog?
Ek het nie geweet wat dit is.
Ja, imagine julle dit gekyk daar.
Yes, en 'n bom het geval.
Ja, en die dak is af.
Here, die spesiale effekte is 5D.
Wow.
I also want to tell you that this weekend we're segueing now. This weekend I was in Art Club. Yeah, sit off your cock now. Nee, ons het nou.
Oh, jere, trust a black woman to stay.
Nee, maar sy neem af.
Oh, man, no. Nee, is een van die werkers daai man.
Jy dink?
Ah, shame. Anyway.
We were in an art club and we do an improvisation show. The first time I heard something that really threw me, because we did a little sketch, Skulk, Hannes and myself, in which we said that we are going to be dubbing a scene from a German movie, and it's a hospital, and the guy must have a medical condition. You know what the fucking student from Poch then said, what's the medical condition of this patient that we got to now operate on?
What?
Stinkfunk. Stink, wat die fok is stinkvink?
Ek kan nou nie, ek is die enigste vrou hierso.
En hoe het julle toe gedoen met die stinkvink?
Wel, toe het ons geopereerd.
Was dit nou nie?
Ek het geopereerd.
Was dit 'n man? Was hy transgender by any chance?
Want hulle sê nog Hannes is trans ook. Maar Hannes is 'n dokter, ek is die ander dokter, en ek sê vir Hannes, nou kom ons werk in die stinkvink. Maar nou moet Skalk my dub, jy sien.
Sê
Hannes, hoekom staan jy daar aan het trans? Want hy is mis nou trans.
Oh my god. My mic kan ook sak gemaakt
worden. Ja, ek weet onmiddellik sak, jy is een rooi.
Yeah.
No fun was had by all.
Oh, wow.
By all. So, are you going to have the show again? Gaan julle drie weer op team?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got bad news. You see that we're missing someone. Who are we missing?
Hannes.
Yes. So, he has become too famous.
Aww.
He's become too, what's not as mense...
Notorious,
book,
busy.
Yeah, book.
Popular. Het sy skewe pot het deksel gekry.
Sy pot het nou 'n hele deksel gekry. Oh. Hy is still in demand now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, he can't, for a while, he won't be able to be part of us.
Aww. I'm going to miss his voice.
Yeah, of
and
course.
En wat van Kon's story?
Well.
Jy kan nie vir Gavin vra nie, fok het.
Can you imagine Gavin as he was killed? But Sybrand. Dis 'n bietjie sê vir my 'n bietjie.
Dik toe praat.
Kom hier voor, Rita.
Maar ek dit sal met die dan sal ons die rol moet skuif na 'n kapie. Whatever, a gay kapie. A gay kapie Sybrand.
Gay
kapie. But a pretentious gay kapie. A pretentious gay kapie.
Okay.
Who loves himself.
So Sybrand.
Dearly.
Maar as ons Sybrand net met fucking dood maak dan en dan 'n ander karakter kry.
Ja.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a problem with corn, but there's nothing, as you say, nothing, but a mens nie kan oorkom. Die enige probleem, is dit corn's story of is dit a paso doble? Ons kom dit oor. Ons kom oor dit bedoel ek.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and I just wanted to check something else here before I continue. Did any of you know who's Harvey Weinstein before this week? Did any of you know he's Miramax's producer and the Weinstein?
Ja, en ek was shocked as ek dit is dit is waar jy gaan praat want ek tog hy's gay.
Oh, no.
Wys my goue lyke.
Vet, lelik.
Hy praat so. Other than movies.
Ugly.
Okay.
No, that's not him. It's no.
I think Harvey Weinstein.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Why I'm reacting like this is because he's putting on Twitter, it's not me. It's not me.
Nee, sorry, Harvey.
Nee, hierdie is Weinstein. Daar ander een is Feinstein.
Ja, ek het nou toe jy gil nee toe klik ek immediately.
Ja, maar dit is waar arme Harvey kry dit van agter en van voor en dan sê ek nie. Nou, he is gay, but this one, no, they brothers, Bob and Harvey, and they had Miramax, and they made a lot of wonderful movies, and they sold Miramax, and now they've got the Weinstein Corporation. But now Harvey, you can Google him quickly, and you can see Harvey Weinstein. Dit nou kom uit vir 30 jaar lolleine met die girls.
So gas.
Met die actress.
My phone is nog op pretty okay. Girl, sorry.
So, but it's typical straight white men, hey?
How old are these girls?
Well,
young actress, beautiful actresses. Then he wants to...
What is the Emily Lippe?
Angelina
Jolie is een wat om antlaw.
Oh, is it sexual harassment?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is the story we're talking about. It's like big. Oh.
It's okay. Big, yeah.
Maar ek het net nou net die feite, ek het net misgekyk, but like the story
wow.
Is big.
No, I didn't realize. I thought it's like, you know, some of those things that happen sometimes.
But powerful men mm-hmm. are being protected. That's Jane Fonda also said, I'm very sorry.
Always.
She said, I'm sorry, I knew about this forever and we never said anything.
So hierdie gaan as a Tiger Woods wees.
Nou kom hulle uit.
Och.
Nou kom nou James van der Beek, weet jy hoe like hy?
Ja.
Hy het nou gesê die ou lelike gay producer het al in sy hol gevat.
Oh wow.
So sweet.
Would Cosby be part of that group then? So
no, Cosby had his own little cineramas.
Okay, so he wasn't part of this.
Hy het sy eie stinkvink gehad.
Sy eie stinkvinkie gehad. Hierdie ou is die tipe soos hy nou aangaan dan he's got too much power and he's jags and then he sees a nice girl and then he moves in because he can and she vomits. Have you got a picture of him?
I've got a picture but 27 accusers
so wow. Far my darling.
Yo.
Hollywood's bigger.
Wow. People like hi.
Wow. Yeah. And I'd buy Oscars al gewen en goed en ek was altyd so impressed met hom. But anyway, so
hy het hom nog uit daai gesig ook so my nou.
And the Oscar goes to jail again.
Oh my goodness. Have you seen the trailer of the new Oscar movie?
I have.
What did you think of it?
I laughed because the shot is from of him close up. Behind him is the court. He's close up and he says, "I'm very sorry. I did it. I'm very sorry. I did it."
Wow.
Ambiguous one.
Jou stem klink amper soos syne.
Maar die hele movie, ek het die trailer, ek kan agterkom dat die mense is definitief nie in sy guns nie. Wat die movie gemaak het.
Ja, but who is?
Ja, maar wat is in...
He fucked and shot her.
Maar wat ek bedoel is in... Hulle glo glad nie die
story nie.
Die regte... Die story wat hy gesê het nie, ja.
Wow. So are you saying that they're not... They're not they partial. They're not impartial.
Hulle, yeah. Hulle beeld uit wat hulle dink gebeur het.
Mm. Premeditated. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They think it's premeditated. They think that bat was part of a fight. Previously.
But I think I thought...
But it doesn't matter. He shot her dead.
Yeah, precies.
So don't come with... Oh God, ons gaan jou sue, want hy het dit nie so bedoel nie. He shot her dead.
Ek dink die acteur kon... Hulle kon een bietjie van een beter acteur gekies het.
My is cute.
Nee, really? Sy is my mooier. She's beautiful.
She's fits
die
the een part,
wat
hey?
Riva speel is yeah. like, oh my God, she fits red the carpet.
Was sy in die trailer, want ek het haar nie gesien.
Ja. She was in the trailer.
Hulle is in die bed, saam.
Mm.
Ja.
My aandag was ek elders.
Ja. Nee, maar hy is ook in die bed.
Nee, ek het hom gesien in die bed.
Hy is nie, nie cute nie. Nie. Jy kan die mooiste boss model wees, but you need to act bad.
Ja.
You need to what? Act bad?
Nee, you need to act bad, not as I can say.
But this guy can act. Don't you think he can act?
Hy kry die Ricky Award, of Eric Rixie, wat
nie daar word. Die Raspberry.
Yes, die Raspberry. Hy kry die award by my.
Die Razzie.
Yes, die Razzie.
So, it's time for us to continue with Gaunter's story.
Yay.
And I think we all wonder what's going to happen now in the story.
Amazing.
So am I.
Dang, dang, dang.
I think it's time to go there and see. Ja, dit was nou een aardige nachtmerrie. Na alles, dit ook nog. Wat hoor ek daar? Hallo? Hallo, is hier iemand? Kom maar die kombuis. Hallo? Rita,
kom.
Laat jy my skrik.
Jy my ook met jou reaksie. Wat gaan met jou aan?
Wat gaan met jou aan? Wat soek jy in my kombuis?
In jou kombuis? Excuse my.
Oh. Ja, maar, nou verstaan ek niks meer nie.
Jy is seker 'n bietjie oorwerk? Kom sit. Ek maak vir jou lekker ontbytjie. Marcel sal seker ook nou hier wees uit. Ek het gehoor hy het opgestaan en hy was by die badkamer.
Waarna toe gaan Marcel? En wat soek hy?
Marcel gaan skool toe. Hy bly hier. Hy is ons kind, Kon.
O, oh, Rita, Rita. Rita, Rita.
Ja?
Ek het 'n verskriklike nagmerrie gehad. Maar dit voel so werklik. My magtig. Wag eers nou. Het jy al hartsomskudding gehad?
Paar keer.
Dan voel een mens so half jy is nie deel van jou eie lyf nie.
Ja.
Wel, ek voel so. Ek voel of ek 3 jaar lang in 'n ander story was.
3 jaar?
Ja, dit is daar 'n Gretchen in ons lewe? Of was daar 'n Gretchen in ons lewe? En Attie?
Waarvan praat jy? Gretchen? Attie? Nee.
Onthou jy toe ons op Meyerton was?
Ja.
Daar was een Gretchen.
Ja, daar was een Gretchen. Maar...
Attie is Gretchen se kind met my. Maar hy is een sex change. Hy was Tatiana.
Nee, kom.
En Attie was getrouwd met Veigie en Leobekkie. En hulle was gemeen. En jy het my gelos vir Sybrand.
Wat? Ek is mevrou Dominee. Dink jy, ek sal ooit so een skande oor ons laat kom. Nee, Koen.
En jou siekte?
Wat is siekte?
Jou Tourette's.
Wat is Tourette's?
Dis daai as mens praat en dan gooi jy woorde in sonder dat jy weet hulle noem dit tics.
Nee, kom, wat 'n aardige droom.
Môre papi, môre mami.
Hallo Marcel.
Môre Marcel. Sjoe. Is jy nog op skool?
Ja, papi. Dit gaan alles goed. Hoekom kyk papi my so snaaks aan?
As jy net weet wat ek gedink het ek weet.
Hè?
Jy was betrokke by drugs. En by Attie.
Hè?
My kind asseblief. As jy ooit drugs gebruik, wees versigtig.
Wees versigtig? Dit mag nie sin nie kom.
Ja, papa. Hoe kan mens versigtig wees met iets wat gevaarlik is?
Jy kan ons nie vir hom sê. Marcel, gebruik heroïne, maar wees versigtig. Jy weet nie wat gaan gebeur nie. Dalk akkordeer die heroïne nie met sy lyf nie. Dalk sterf hy net daar en dan. Moet dit liewe net nie gebruik nie.
O. Ja, maar dit klink net beter om te sê wees versigtig. Moet dit nie gebruik nie.
Ek sal nie, papi. Ek doen ook nie. Die ergste wat ek gedoen het is nog om 'n bier te drink.
Dankie, Here. En Nikki Zetske?
Hy is nog my meneer, ja, Nikki Zetske.
Rita?
Ja?
Jy en Nikki?
Ek en Nikki. Ek en Nikki het niks. Hy is Marcel se onderwijzer. En hy het gekla dat Marcel hom namaak in die klas en die aandag gee nie. Het jy hom toe gaan sien?
Wanneer was dit?
Gister.
Ja, ek het hom gaan sien. En hy het gesê Marcel tart hom. Maar dit was dit. Lewe Nikki Zetske.
Natuurlijk, papie. Jere.
En Tannie Splinter?
Wat van nou? Jy besoek haar elke dag. Jy was gister by haar.
Is sy nie dood nie?
Nee. Kom, miskien moet jy my sielkundige dokter Langerhans gaan sien, want regtig waar, dit lyk of jy totaal in 'n dwaal is.
Langerhans, ja. Ek sal hom gaan sien. Maar as ek eers kon sy storie toe gaan, ek wonder of Benny al by die werk is.
Benny?
Ek bedoel, daar is nie 'n Benny nie.
Nee, oom Koos is die skriebaar.
Oom Koos? Is hy nog altyd daar?
Hy was nog nooit nie daar nie. Hy was nog nooit nie daar nie, kon.
Ek verskoon my, dat ek net hierdie mense gaan sien.
Goed, wil jy nie eers 'n bietjie eiertjie hê of iets nie?
Nee, eet maar, ek is nie honger nie, ek is skoon vol geskrik. Môre, oom Koos.
Hallo, Dominikon.
Alles reg hier?
Ja, ons het net 'n groot toestand. Ons het 'n groot noodtoestand hier, so Dominie.
Wat het gebeur?
Daar's 'n spelfout in die weeklikse gemeenteblad.
O.
Ja, dis 'n dus in plaas van dis. D-U-S in plaas van D-I-S. Dis verskriklik. Ek weet nie of ek dit gaan oorleef nie.
Maar oom Koos, dis nie die einde van die wêreld nie.
Nee, maar ons het 'n naam en 'n tradisie om vol te hou, Dominie.
Wow, oom Koos, kom jy van Meyerton?
Nee, ek kom van Silverton. Ek het daar groot geword in Silverton.
Ah. Ek het gedog is Meyerton.
Nee.
En is oom nie getroud met Tannie Splinter nie.
Tannie Splinter? Nee, Dominie. Ek is mos maar 'n ou jong kerel my hele lewe. Praat jy nou van die ou vrou wat in haar broek pee in die ouer huis?
Ja.
Nee, ek weet maar net deur die gemeente van haar.
Wel,
luister Dominie.
Ja.
Hierdie snaakse droom van jou, miskien moet jy dit neerskryf.
Ek dink ek moet, want ek het die hele alternatiewe realiteit gedroom, oom Koos.
Sê weer.
Ek het 'n ander storie gedroom, wat glad nie bestaan nie.
Dis waarom ek sê, skryf dit neer. Dalk wen jy nog die Hertzogprys daarmee.
Ja, oom Koos, kan jy gou vir my vir dokter Langerhans, dis nou mevrou Dominie se sielkundige, kan jy hom gou op die lyn kry vir my?
Ja, natuurlik, hou aan.
Langerhans.
Hallo, dokter Langerhans, dit is Koos hier van die konsistorie.
Hoe jou gaan het, oom Koos?
Dominie wil gauw net 'n paar woorde met jou praat.
Jou reg?
Hier is hy, Dominie.
Ah, dokter Langerhans.
Dominie van Aswegen.
Ek wil iets vir jou uitvind. Ken jy Elizabeth Smoke?
Elizabeth Smoke? Nee, ek het nog nooit van so iemand gehoor nie. Hoekom?
Want sy is 'n baie bekende en 'n gerespekteerde sielkundige.
Miskien ek kan vir jou opsoek op die internet dalk, ek kan haar dalk Google, maar ek het nog nooit persoonlik kontak met haar gehad nie.
Dokter Langerhans, ek sal later vir jou 'n verskriklike storie vertel.
Nee, dis reg, dis reg. Kom Rita nog môre?
Ek dink so ja, ek dink sy gaan jou kom sien.
Dis reg. Nou maar goed, tot sins toe, meneer.
Wat sê hy?
Nee, hy weet van niks. Oom Koos, ek kan dit nie glo nie. Sien oom daai Gideon Bybeltjie?
Ja.
Klap my oor die kop met die ding asseblief. Ek wil weet of ek wakker is of ek droom.
Nee, ek kan nie dit doen nie. Hy gaan breek.
Hallo meneer Zetske.
Hallo, dominee van Asveren. Lekker om jou weer te sien. Ek het toe met Marcel gepraat na ons gesprek gister.
Gister,
wat gaan aan?
Nee, dit voel net soos 3 jaar gelede. Ja, ek het met hom gepraat. Hy sal nie meer 'n laspos wees in die klas nie.
Ag, baie dankie, dominee, want jy weet, hy het soveel potensiaal. En hy en Annette, gaan so goed met hulle verhouding.
Annette?
Ja, Annette, hy en Annette Roo. Hulle is kerel en meisie, hulle is gekuis.
Oh, so Marcel is nie gay nie.
Op, wat? Ek ken nie daar woord nie.
O, oh, Annette Roo.
Ja, ach, hulle is 'n prachtige paartjie.
Dank u, meneer Zetske.
Is my plezier.
Hallo?
Kan ek maar inkom?
Ja, kom in.
Hallo, Tannie Splinter.
Verskoon, hallo, dominee. Hoe gaan dit nou?
Dit gaan alles goed. Ek wou maar net kom kyk het of Tannie Splinter leef.
Hy sê vir jou, jy was dan gister hier so.
O.
Ek is oud, maar ek is nie aan die rand van die dood nie, hoor. Het jy vir my weer bietjie kom lees?
Nie eintlik nie.
Ek maar terwyl jy is, lees vir ons ietsie.
Okay. Ons lees Akasia 9 vers 7.
Akasia 9 vers 7. Ek skryf dit net neer in my dagboekie. Goed.
En hy het die Amalekiete so een kyk gegee en vir hulle gesê, gaan na die weste, gaan vestig julle susters met die van Kniop. En hulle het gegaan.
Ja, dit was prachtig, dominee, baie dank.
Dankie, Tannie Splinter, ek het 'n paar dinge om te gaan drink. Dat doen, dink. Oh, tot ziens.
Tot ziens, dominee. Ja, hy is een aardig vanmorgen.
Begin ons 'n nuwe hoofstuk in Kom se storie. Wat dink julle daarvan? Ek dink dit is absoluut fantasties. Die moontlikhede nou is legio. Ons kan elke keer as ons moeg raak die storie net weer begin. Ek loved it. Okay, well, 3 years down the drain, let's start again. Gavin, wat is jy besig om te doen?
I'm taking selfies and I'm taking pictures of our two spectators. Why are you grabbing my phone?
Oh, two spectators, our guests, you mean?
No, our guests, yes, but also the spectators.
Oh, those two.
So Charmaine and Bernard are sitting on the couches.
Two stout last week. Yeah.
Exactly, indeed. But now, what's funny is...
Op drugs.
Inderdaad. En Bernard, toe ek begin foto's neem, is die eerste ding wat Bernard gryp, is net sy maag. Hy het net sy sin so opgetrek.
Well, like, you bedoel dit?
That's my comeback for insulting me earlier on. Thank you.
Rian, ons gaste is hier.
Yay! Welkom.
Hallo Nathan.
Hallo.
Hallo. Lesego, wie sê Lerato?
Oh no, it's Lesego.
I know.
Yes.
I know. He's fucking Lesego. Hi.
Hello.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So, thank you very much for helping us in the state of emergency, and you jumped in. Where did you jump from? I mean, where do you come from? Why do you help us? Who are they?
Well, you guys are. Tell us how you guys are know Nikita in terms of you guys know you're doing the, what's it called, the restaurant?
Rodizio's,
that's yes. Correct. So you guys are based in Rodizio's, correct?
Yes, so how Rodizio works is there's two restaurants. There's one in Bedford View and there's one in...
Four Ways.
So
I've been there.
Sorry.
So they're a Brazilian restaurant and they have a stage, and every Thursday, Friday and Saturday they have dancers on, and we put on a show. Nikita and I, obviously being freelancers, have worked together before, but we also dance at Rodizio together.
Thank you, Gavin. Have you seen them?
I haven't seen them.
Not yet. But now you know.
Yes, now I know, but I usually go to the one in Four Ways. I've never been to the one in Bedford View. So how often are you at the Four Ways one?
We're actually more often at the Bedford View one. So
oh, is it?
Explain. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so what happens? Because I know there's a stage, so people sit down and they can have food, and the food's amazing. But so what happens like when your show comes up, or when it's time for you to perform?
Okay, so depending on what's going on with the kitchen, they'll then tell us, okay, in about 5-10 minutes you're gonna go on, and then they'll clear the stage. The people are free to dance on the stage, but then when we're ready to go on, excuse me, they'll ask them to clear the stage, and then we have a 10-minute show, and we do our best to get them more hyped up. The DJs, they obviously, to get them even more hyped up, and we do our best to show them what we're about, and when we are done, the stage is open to them.
Are you a couple, you and Nathan?
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you for dressing so nice.
Beautifully.
Always.
Yeah.
We'll be posting pictures on
guys,
Facebook.
Guys, please tell the team about the Paso, because I've been sucking out of my stinkfunk to try and know what it's about.
Yeah, the stinkfunk is now the word van die dag by ons.
Well, actually, the Paso is the man's dance, so I'll hand over to Nathan if he wants to talk about it a little
cool.
bit.
Oh, all right. Just put me under the spotlight. Well, the Paso is like, I wouldn't say a power struggle, because you're kind of meant to really represent that the man is in control type deal. He shouldn't have to work too hard, you know.
Okay.
So a lot of people will tell you it's the matador and the cape, you know. So
yes, like, I was right.
Yeah, there you go. So like, I will constantly...
Yeah, it's the eye, oh, so it is, yeah, because you said it's the cape and the matador.
Yeah, so the man must display that like calmness and that power and that strength and things, and the woman must just display like kind
so,
of...
So you're going to be Christian Grey.
Yes.
You're going to flap her around here like a...
That's the plan.
Dishcloth. Okay.
Yes. Ooh.
sexy dishcloth.
Remember, yes. I will be in all probability, because Casper decides, but in all probability, I will be doing the video, and I go... Like on top, and I go to the bottom.
Yeah, so please.
Videos, images.
I just got a message here from headquarters, Gavin. You are doing the camera.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Amazing.
They said, just confirmed. They just confirmed.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
They said. So, are you? It's set up for you. Now, you know, we're going to video you, and then it's going to go up on our website, and we're going to count down to those views. So, anything you want to tell people, this is the time. Instagram, where you are, wah wah wah, tell me.
Oh, by the way, guys, you're getting videoed. Just so you know.
You guessed.
I was about to say.
Every week they get videoed and the people watch it and they like it.
You know, I told Casper this week, guess how many views we've had since we started this all together? 107,000 views.
Oh, wow.
I am amazing.
That's amazing.
Well done, well done.
I was going to say that is amazing, but it you is are
my,
amazing.
And I'm so glad that Bernard, my stepsister's mic is awful. It's not in front of a mic, because I would have gotten something now. Oh, I just got a cushion. But it's a skill. It's a special skill to be doing these videos.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Gavin. I really appreciate it.
Repeat to me that restaurant's name.
Rodizio.
Okay. And it's which days?
Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Are you doing anything else?
Yes, well, we are quite busy otherwise. Like, I'm studying and I'm working a job as well. But Lesejo is a permanent full-time dancer, so she works a lot of shows. So she actually has a show tonight as well, and then tomorrow and everything. She never stops.
And she's part of the... I saw you're part of the Bulls.
Oh, yeah, yes, I am.
So, yeah.
What, a Bulls babe?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Sure.
So now the passer really is going to be like power struggle.
Oh, wow.
Now it's Bull against Mexico.
Now we'll see who's going to win.
Just a long, well, quick one. Where do you both get your outfits from?
So we have to get them sewn.
Oh, is it? So it's special made.
Special made.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It helps if it's made on you, because then obviously whoever makes it on you has specifications of your body and what you want from that outfit.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
So you can't just go there with a fucking thing with a sock on.
Yeah, but iemand's op your body
met naald. With the naai machine.
Don't be so finicky, Gavin.
Yeah. Like...
As a dancer, depends. You get comfortable with people just touching your body.
I'd like to choose.
Close your ass and let them just go.
Indeed.
And measure.
Indeed.
Well, here is the phone. Nathan and Lesejo, thank you very much for coming in so quickly on last minute. I really appreciate it. You look wonderful. We're going to record you now. So you must go with Gavin. And tell me, when you were outside there, could you hear our show?
Yes.
Okay, because that otherwise you're not going to hear the music. Okay, so get ready.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Good luck,
guys.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're still live. You can go. So they are going to walk to the thingy. Gavin, have you started recording? Oh, hello, Yula. This is Cosby. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, Darcy. Hello, hello. Okay, so it's going to be Roxanne. And I'm standing by with that. And then they're going to don. So I don't know how to understand. He's professional.
Yeah, full time.
And he hou van dans, maar hy studeer ook.
Ja, hy studeer in geval.
In geval iets fout gaan.
Ja.
Okay. Wat moet nou nie hulle kan hoor. Okay. Wat ek net.
Laat ek hoor.
Dink julle is hulle reg, Rian?
Dit lyk vir my of hulle baie reg is nou.
Okay, gefok, ek gaan die knop druk hoor.
Druk hom.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Yes. Oeh. Wasn't that just absolutely fantastic?
That was lovely, darling.
Woo! Thank you so much. Thank you so
That was lovely.
Freaking
lovely.
Much. Well, thank you, Rian.
Thank you, guys.
And,
hey, Rian.
We got a section that we call...
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Out there. And, you know, Rian, I'm going to play something for Bernard now in the out there department.
What are you going to play?
Well, he's going to enjoy it so much. Mm. Ask him when he went to New York now and he saw the show. What was his favorite show?
What was your favorite show you saw in the Big Apple?
Dear Evan Hansen.
And ask him, did he see the actor in Will and Grace?
Did you see the actor in Will and Grace?
I haven't watched the second episode yet.
He is.
But I can't wait to see it.
He is in Will and Grace.
I know.
The Dear Evan Hansen character.
And the character or the actor?
No, the actor. He's got a beard and everything, but he's now a boyfriend. Sorry, can I help you?
Yes, sir. Your people have gone to get dressed and do you still want a picture with them?
Yeah, they must wait.
Do you want to run and
just hang on. We're going to go to the song now. Then they're going to take the thing. They mustn't.
No, dis waarom ek in
'n okay, dankie juffrou. As jy net kan gaan.
Juffrou. Ekskuus juffrou.
As juffrou net kan gaan kyk daar.
Oh my goodness.
Word.
So die liedjie, ja, vertel my.
So there is a group called Owl City. Have you heard of them?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. If five thousand fireflies stuck up in my arms. Okay, now they have done an interpretation of
Dear Evan Hansen
Waving Through a Window. And this is where you're going to play it on the Out There section today of the Casper Radio Show. Enjoy, Bernard.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share, no, I got nothing to say. Step out, step out of the sun if you keep burned. Step out, step out of the sun, because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, I'm waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watch, watch, watching people pass, I'm waving through a window. Oh, can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes, believing that we belong, but every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out, step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out, step out of the sun, because you learn, because you learn. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tap, tap, tap on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watch, watch, watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? It's like I never made a sound. Did I ever make a sound?
And on that special note, which is an A minor, our extra special guest has arrived, our surprise guest. I kept it from the team, and I said, Gavin said, Alicia. I said, speaking of Alicia, that's a clue for our extra special guest. And so here he is. Are you surprised?
Woo! Yeah!
Okay, a bit less soft.
Okay.
Woo! So our
extra
Special!
Guest is Duncan Mabazu Pampa.
Hey! Hey! Sani Panani, everybody!
Oh!
Sabona Baba! Unjani!
I'm alright. Very nice to see you guys. I never thought I'd be here back so soon, but I'm very happy to be here. Yeah.
Well, I invited you because
yeah, you did.
For a couple of reasons.
Same, meneer.
Niels gaan oor alles praat.
Okay.
But now, first, I want to ask you, Bernard, did you enjoy the song?
I did. I loved it.
Tap, tap, tapping.
Ben Platt is still better, but it was amazing.
No, this is such a rendition.
Yeah.
So nothing original. What do you say, Shemaine?
No, I'm talking to Duncan.
Share it with us. Share it with us.
It was nothing, it was a question.
What was the question?
What was
the
vraag?
The vraag was, kom vat jy foto's?
No, I've just gone live on my Facebook. Just you know what I mean? Hey, friends, say hi to my
hello,
fans.
Hello,
my fans are watching.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's Duncan live on the Casper Radio Show, the Casper Radio Show that's here. Right.
And we can't wait to hear him speak Afrikaans so that we can start laughing.
Oh, we're going to give him some sentences to translate. Are we going to play with you now for an hour?
So I'm excited, yeah.
Of donkey, but now a lot of things have happened.
I can imagine. But firstly, Casper, I must say everyone's looking really beautiful.
We are, hey.
Yeah, I thought after the time I haven't seen you guys would have been run down. But I must say, I'm quite impressed with Betty's progression, how his career has almost catapulted into the skies. And now Betty's like this big celeb. I'm even honored to be in the same room as Betty.
I'm literally a big celeb.
2 years ago, we thought Betty wouldn't amount to anything. But hey, man, life had turned around.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the sweetest thing anyone has ever said about you,
ever.
Stepsister.
Ever.
Wow.
Even I'm moved.
But Duncan, now you went away. to touch. What the fuck? Look here.
Yeah.
Look here.
Ah.
Look here.
Oh,
what
my
is that?
The chair is attacking me.
Javi, help the man here, Raso.
Javi.
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 My mo was geinterlocked with the chair, so to ding. So, handvatsel. You went to touch.
Yeah.
But according to my resources, you are not there anymore.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, I'd like to take it from the top, Casper.
Please.
See, here's good old Duncan. Yeah. Just graduated, and then he gets taken in by a proper white family. Proper white family, this being Gareth and Rina. They take me in. They've got so much love for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I start becoming like an adolescent, becoming really naughty and stuff. So then they give me away to other parents.
Foster parents.
Foster parents who have money. But don't have love. See, Gareth and Rina had love, but not so much money.
Yeah.
So now I was adopted by these rich parents.
Yes.
The black parents.
The black parents that had a lot of money.
Loaded parents.
But didn't have love. And love is all I needed just to get by. So and then it just didn't turn out very well. So now I've become a social entrepreneur, businessman. Philanthropist? Okay, not a philanthropist.
We're just going to say, give us some.
Yeah, but that's the direction I'm just trying to take. Just trying to make a difference in the communities and stuff. You know what I mean?
Are you like going into Malaysia and give them...
No. Not yet. I'm just trying to change people's environments because I feel like people are just going through unnecessary stress that they shouldn't be going through because there aren't enough opportunities that they know of. Or they don't just know how to get themselves out there. So I'm just trying to uplift people and stuff. But I'm also trying to be a businessman as well. I did my first presentation that I actually had to type up and present it to like some government officials. Who would have thought? Duncan the Pumpkin doing presentations and wearing suits and stuff. So
wow.
I've gone a bit more corporate and stuff. So I'm just trying to change Duncan the Pumpkin to something like Dunk the Hunk.
Dunky the Hunking.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Don't forget about me.
Ek sal nie, meneer.
Want ons het altyd nog gesê, when you're in with the government, you will open the door for me, eh?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. No, what are you looking for?
No, you and I will do a show together on radio.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But it will be on all the stations at the same time. So just the only thing people can listen to would be us, because we're the official government DO.
Exactly, because I don't think there is like an official radio.
No,
there isn't.
We must get the government's message across, even though it's a crap message.
Yeah, yeah.
We
can
we will get it across.
No, certainly, certainly.
But no, we don't want budget restraints.
No, not at all. Look, because the kind of people I'm mingling with now, Casper.
Is it?
Hey, bro. Don't play.
But you, I must say, you've got a wonderful podcast, which we talked about on the show, but you've neglected it a bit.
Yeah.
Don't you want to do it anymore? Or did it stop with Touch?
No, well, see, the thing is, I've always wanted to have like my own jazz and bossa nova show.
Yeah.
So I used to nag them like, please, please, I'll even pay to do the show. But they just, they didn't have love.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Stuff you guys, I'll do it on my own.
Yeah.
Then I opened up a podcast channel, started podcasting.
Yeah.
I think each episode gets like 50 downloads, which is not quite impressive, but it's 50 people that I don't know.
Yeah, but don't stop, eh? Because it grows.
Yeah. It's like an erection.
It's like cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Erection and cancer.
Like, no, you must start the joke so that one can laugh at the right time.
But he's got, it's really fantastic music. While we're talking, you must tell me some of the artists. I'm going to look, try and see if I can find some of the stuff you've played, because it's like amazing. So don't stop with that.
I won't. It's just that...
It's nice. What do you call it? Chill music?
It's chilled, easy listening to music. I think I've released 8 episodes. I struggled a bit with my 9th episode because I went through like a terrible breakup with my ex-girlfriend that you guys probably knew. We were dating for like 3 years. So then my next podcast...
What did you do?
We just... we'll get
what
to
did
the...
You do?
I didn't do anything. Casper knows how much I adore her, etc., etc. So now my podcast... Because I was in such a negative, heartbroken space, it was just going to be about boring love songs, how love doesn't exist and it sucks.
Course,
so I wasn't in the right headspace. But then I realized that it wasn't actually a heartbreak, but it was a heart breakthrough.
Wow, Duncan, you have blossomed into this poet.
You're calling for that heartbreak.
Oh my
God.
I'm I'm actually at a point where I can just listen to him and not say any words.
That's good. I've made some good progression.
Gee whiz.
But that's not an excuse for not carrying on with these podcasts. Where do we find them?
Exactly. So now I'm busy compiling my latest episode.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
But where do people find them? Where do they go?
People can go to iono.fm /
artinmusic.com. Art and music.
Art in music. The Art in Music show.
And that's your show name?
That's my show name, yeah.
Okay.
Iono, Art in Music.
Iono, and you search for Art in Music.
Correct.
And then will it say Duncan the Pumpkin?
It will say Duncan the Pumpkin, Art in Music, 8 episodes. And do enjoy. I mean, it's not your typical rap or hip hop. It's very different.
If I can tell our listeners what's happening, you put it on, then you hear Duncan. Hi, this is Duncan. What's let's get... Now,
what?
Yeah. Yes, our first song. And then it is like. You tell me.
Yeah, that's right.
Up?
Yeah.
But you don't care. But I do.
Yeah.
Boys are jazz, huh?
Yeah! That's it right there, son. Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right. You got it so right, Casper. That's the spirit right
so
there.
Nice. Bravante.
So where does the upliftment then come in?
The upliftment?
The upliftment comes in into that chill.
Okay.
The swing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, the Art in Music.
Please, Javi, I think you would enjoy it after like you've had like your ratchet nights and stuff and you wake up in the morning.
Many of those.
And you just want to just play music in the background. I think I'll actually send you a link.
Aww.
Oh, wow. Please.
But I'm single. I'm single and I'm free. Really? And I'm available.
But I'm like... a bit confused. Maybe I didn't read all the episodes, but I thought you had a new white girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that was... I was just trying to get... the land back. But It turns out her family didn't take any of the land, so I'm on to my next victim. So,
okay, so top them. Decking didn't work. If, nah.
if any of our listeners have someone for Duncan, please send us a
keep
WhatsApp.
Them away.
079.
Keep them away. Mama's
I've got a criteria though.
7482090. I shall repeat 079.
Jermaine.
7482090. Duncan needs someone.
Not just anybody. There's a criteria here.
Okay, what is the criteria? Oh.
Okay, now listen.
He likes jazz and he likes mud baths in a spa.
I just want anyone who doesn't have a baby.
Yeah, we don't want babies.
Like, I'm sorry to say this, but I was with my last girlfriend. She had a baby. I met the baby when the baby was 3 months. Now the baby's 3 years old, so I became a stepfather.
So you miss the baby.
I do, I do.
But
I
now
do
the
something.
Baby is fucked up a bit, eh? Because it's missing Papa Duncan.
My ex-girlfriend, whenever she used to get mad at me, and the baby says, "Daddy," she'd say, "No, this is not your daddy." I mean, what is that? I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Listen, I'm single too.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Jere, Shemaine is uit die billet, soos ons in die Kaap al gesê het.
But I mean, I'm like nearly 54, so you like 24, so... But you think we could hook up?
If you can play an instrument, if you can play my trombone, maybe.
Let me just take my mouth away from this mic because Casper's gonna switch me off.
So not only music and humor, but also matchmaking here at the Casper Radio Show.
Dunk, it's good to see you.
Very good to see you guys.
Oh, man. Okay, now, you know that Betty must now do the fucking gay gossip.
Wow. Is he still doing that? Okay, can't wait.
Sorry,
you know, the sponsors, you know.
No, we brought it back just because you're here.
Okay.
Yeah. To
give me that bit double penetration news, man.
Okay, well, I first got to play it.
Damn. I'm just starting to get relaxed with you.
Okay, shall we press the button?
Yes. Okay, van daai weergawe is oulik. Soos 'n vals tannie gewees tussenin en toe oom Callie aan die einde.
Dis hy?
Ja.
Altyd daar vir jou. Now, please remember, we do want our Skinner news in English because Duncan doesn't understand this fucking language.
Let me try do the gay news. Okay, no, we don't have time. You try. Good. I wanted to do the Skinner and Skinner.
Ah, but it's in English written, so all the fun's gone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we say it in Afrikaans and then we can just Duncan to translate.
Yeah. Okay.
Say it slow, family.
Yeah. So, kom ons begin met prettige nuus.
Let's start with the prestig news.
Yes.
Ons almal is Zac Efron fans.
We all are Zac Efron fans.
Yes.
Sin dieselfde geklink.
Sounds the same.
Hy was in Baywatch geweest, saam met The Rock.
He was in Baywatch with The Rock.
Yes.
Ja, en hy het 'n on-screen kiss geshared.
They kissed on TV.
Now on the big screen. Yeah.
Oh, on the big screen. Yes.
En in 'n interview toe word hom gevra oor die kiss en hoe was dit vir hom gewees?
The Rock was asked why did you kiss
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron asked why he kissed a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and what was his answer?
What is his answer?
Hy sê dit was baie pleasant geweest en as daar iemand is waarmee hy 'n love scene sou wil doen, is dit met The Rock.
Oh my god.
Om klaar te maak wat hulle begin het.
Surprisingly, Zac Efron said if anyone asked him who he'd want to make out with on TV again, it would be The Rock.
No, no, like fucking.
Yeah.
Not making out.
Making sex.
Yeah. Yes. He wants to play The Rock's trombone.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's interesting news. Obviously, probably a joke, but. Not. It's still nice to fantasize about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About The Rock. That's very nice, and I think everyone understood this. Next one.
Yeah. It's a long news. This is the one.
Just keep it coming, fam.
Feel it for middle sitters of theatre. So, and in other news.
What the fuck was
that? What is that? What's so harassing? What can I come?
No, Geri Nies.
Geri Nies.
Los my Nies. daar het 'n Britse man in Dubai vir 'n 2-day stopover op pad fucking iewers heen. is hy gearresteer, want hy het blykbaar, volgens hom, was hy in 'n klub gewees, en hy het per ongeluk, om te keer dat hy sy drankie spil, het hy per ongeluk aan 'n man sy heup gevat, wat ek glad nie glo nie. Maar of hy is gearresteer, en hy face 3 jaar tronkstraf.
What? There's a man from Britain, who went to Dubai,
Dubai,
and he went to a bar. He spilled his drink on someone, and that person got really upset at them.
Yeah,
like because the word that you used, you said "bakey." I don't know what a "bakey" is, bro.
"Bakey."
You said "bakey" there.
No.
"Bakey."
What did you say?
What was that "bakey"?
You had a "bakey."
Because I'm off right. There's a guy from England went to Dubai, spilled his drink, and what else?
To avoid spilling his drink.
Oh.
He touched another guy's hip. I don't know how to avoid, but anyway, trying to keep his balance or something. And that guy was upset, and he was arrested, and I think it was a fine for like £30,000 he had to pay, and he faces a 3-year jail time now.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, it could have been worse, because homosexuality is illegal in the Emirates.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to touch
hip? But... possible punishment includes fines, deportation, and the death penalty.
So, just for touching a hip.
So 3 years is better than death.
I'm sure that guy is like, you can deport me, please.
Who wants to stay in a place like that?
But that's the thing. They took away his passport, so he can't go anywhere.
So this is where?
In Dubai.
I don't understand.
People of Dubai, please, just get right now.
But
please,
this man was
get with
that,
the time.
That homophobe.
Oh, where's Charmaine? I just want to tell. I just want to say to the people of Dubai that we are in a modern world now.
Damn.
Where people lush, lush, where people lush, and don't be like this. And if someone wants to. Ongeluk touch a hip.
Pro ongeluk, that's what he said.
By accident.
Oh, pro ongeluk, by accident. Yeah. Okay, cool.
But I mean, to think when I was on the airport waiting for my flight, it was 8 hours stopover, and die Arabiere is fucking lekker.
Is it?
They are beautiful. And then you walk looking at the shops, and then one of them come past in their dukkah and everything with those like long eyelashes and slightly tan.
We're talking
skin.
About guys or girls now?
Guys.
Oh, of course.
And then you
don't you know me?
I do, but I'm just trying to. You're describing them like they're women.
And you can't help looking at them, and then you like staring. I'm like, fuck, don't stare. Yeah, you're gonna be arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what you can do is you can touch your own hip. You see. Hip trubation. That's much better.
Sure.
And it's safe. Next story. Sure. Now you're going to read the story in English and Duncan will say it in Afrikaans.
Okay. Fantastic.
No, you must choose.
Almost doing. Yeah, I wanted to like again in your keys. There was National Coming Out Day geweest.
Engels, yay.
Oh, sorry. It was International Coming Out Day.
That was Eetgebreekdag.
Yeah. so, I mean, it's worldwide a celebration for coming out and to encourage young people to come out and be themselves.
This was an event van al die jonger kinders om encourage om gay te wees.
No.
Leave him.
Okay. Well done, Dunk. But like always, straight people needs to hijack the situation.
Soos altijd, stray mensen wil altijd dinges hijack.
Yeah, so there was a hashtag that everyone uses. Use it. National Coming Out Day. And then straight people started to tweet. Like, I just want to let everyone know I'm straight. Hashtag National Coming Out Day. Or I just want everyone to know I'm a Christian. National Coming Out Day. And so they like spoiled the whole thing, what it's actually about.
So, die Strayer Owens had the... Het knoppie ge...
Oh,
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Het knoppie gehijack. En post.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Die stel ons het is die hits nog mee. Fuck, yes, fuck, yes. Die Strye Owens het die Hicks knoppie gehijack en hulle begin met Christiane ding is gepost en Strye ding is gepost.
Yes. Yeah. And suddenly we are in Portugal with Cristiano Ronaldo. Yes.
But he moet Dubai nou bietjie lessies vat. Canada het 'n nuwe law gepas wat kinders wat van ouers wat transgender is of so, as die ouers nie hulle aanvaar nie, dan kan hulle weggevat word van haar ouers af en in beter sorg geplaas word.
But how do you define nie aanvaar nie?
If they force them, if they keep telling them I'm a girl, I want to wear girls' clothes, and they force them to wear boys' clothes. And it's same as any other abuse. If someone can prove the abuse, they can be taken away from them. So, yeah, it's to encourage people to accept their children for who and what they are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. But now children can misbruik. And now is hulle kwaad vir papa and mama. And now they say, Father, I actually want to be a now.
Exactly.
And he says, no, you're David. Nee, ek is a now. I'm going to put you to the government if you don't accept me now. You know?
No.
We'll see.
En dan laastens.
Maar nie die minste.
Maar glad nie die minste nie. Wie onthou therapy?
I do.
The club.
Die club, ja.
Oh.
Therapy was soos een van die clubs om in uit te hang in Joburg.
In Jonathanstraat.
In Jonathanstraat, ja.
Oh, yes.
En
kom ons
van het hy toegemaak het, het hulle elke nou en dan het hulle events gedoen en hulle 21ste birthday kom nou op. En een moerse event vind plaas op 11 November. Therapy's 21st Sextravaganza.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is there going to be anything sexual at this party?
It's a gay event, of course.
Oh lord.
Yes. No, man, not sexual in a bad way, just sexual in a fun way. It's going to be a fun party.
Did you ever have sexual in a bad way though?
Tell him.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yes, okay, you can. But yeah, I'll be the door hall for the evening, so
what does that mean?
I'll if you don't look the part or if I don't like your face, you can go home.
Well, Betty's done moved up in the world, yo.
Are you gonna be dressed up or dressed down?
Definitely dressed up, and so have to be you. Everyone that comes there needs to be dressed up.
Okay.
And yeah, otherwise you will be sent home.
All right.
Yeah.
Can straight people and Christians come?
They can, of course. It's a open-minded event, but it's LGBTI event as well. So
I'm just asking because you know you had such a complaint about straight people hijacking shit.
No, they're more than welcome to come. Just fucking behave.
I'm definitely going.
Are you going?
Yeah. Do I get an address?
What did you say? The floor hall.
The door hall.
He's going to be the floor hall later on.
Maybe later that evening I'll be the floor hall.
What's the dress code, Badnut? And where does one get details?
Smart casual.
Smart casual.
Yeah. Nice, funky club wear, but nice. But you like if you're Presley's to honey.
Okay, and is it by invitation only, or can people actually go somewhere?
No, you can go online, buy tickets. Up until the 18th of October, you can buy early bird tickets for $120.
But if you buy tickets for $120 and die vloerhoer sit daar en jaag jou huis toe, I'll sue you.
Exactly, Casper. Good point.
No, but dress fucking to impress.
Okay.
Don't dress like you're going to Uka.
Okay.
What are the chances of me coming to DJ at the Geba?
Unfortunately, I think all the spots are full already.
But he's a very good DJ.
I know.
Duncan.
But I'll put you in connection with Stuart, and maybe you can DJ at the next event.
Tell him I'm gay.
No, you don't have to be gay to be gay.
Oh, okay, cool. But I'm still gay.
What music would you play at a gay? Let me search for it and play it so long. Okay, you know the DJ. It's gay. Okay, babe.
Of course, a Satisfaction. Touch me and hold me till I can get my satisfaction.
Who sings that?
I love that song.
Who sings that song, Betty?
Yes.
Have you seen the music video?
It was on Needle Damage, the CD. I remember that, but I can't remember who's the...
Just try to find it quickly.
Who's the DJ?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Duncan DJ. Oh, DJ Duncan and us.
Satisfaction. Push me. Oh, memories.
Is this what, when you were still thin, Betty?
Yes. Yeah. And fucked.
Clean and dry.
Everybody dream!
I told you, Casper.
Nice.
Woo!
Okay, wow. So that's the 11th.
No, you'll be it.
Cassie, I told you, you'll be it.
11th of November.
11th of November, yeah. You can buy tickets at the door as well. It's, I think, 180 before 10. So buy online, it's much cheaper. Or 220 after 10.
Is there anything happening on that day?
Yes, that was what I was going to ask.
Black Friday.
Are they going to have like an event or it's just dancing?
No, it's just dancing.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's going to be such a fun night. There's an MC on the floor and, so it's going to be really like the old days clubbing, not like it's these days.
Like the old days clubbing with the stopless men that wat net soos 'n hy pers shooters om 'n kill afgooi.
Ja, jy verstaan jy.
Maar die probleem is natuurlik dat gaan net 'n klomp ons
nee.
Ek gee my ouderdom weg.
Just want a DJ now.
I told
you. Yeah, and you're actually good at it.
Have you heard the lyrics to the song though, Casper?
No, what does they say?
What do they say, Betty? touch me and then hold me until I can get my satisfaction. Satisfaction. Satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Exactly. You should see the video. It's very X-rated though. But
was the video the girls with those
I don't know what you
and
call
they were,
it
and they were completely naked
pneumatic drill.
Yeah, and they're like bouncing around. No,
there's a more X-rated video version of that.
Oh no, I didn't see that one.
Don't.
No.
Okay,
no.
Do it.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, I will.
At 24.
That was very good. Okay, another song, Duncan.
Are we still on this?
Yes.
Yeah, we're still there on the floor.
It's a little club.
I can't think, no.
Okay, think so, Biki.
What fun? Oh, yeah. Spiel Babes or Do More, Mercedes.
Babes?
Babes.
Ooh.
Yeah, Babes. WUDOMO.
Okay.
And then just type Mercedes.
Okay, I'm gonna look for Mercedes as my anchor.
Just say Babes Mercedes. Them gay people aren't ready for this one, man.
Is it gayish? Is it babes? For lesbians?
Het jy hom gekry, Gavi? Hoe jy van die naam, Gavi?
But funny name. Well, you're not the first one to call me that.
It's Gavi, but Gavi.
People in Cape Town used to call me Gavi.
Talking about Cape Town, I was in Cape Town for the first time.
Okay, then let's...
A bit of white
first
privilege.
Time.
Yeah.
What was it like?
Is it this?
I'll tell you, yeah. Guys, expel that, you know, before, after the Satisfaction song, they'll go crazy, bro.
Is it?
Yo. Wait for the bass.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, peps, tomorrow. How would they receive this, Betty? Huh? Really?
I think you're going to get them on the floor already.
Yeah,
with
definitely.
That's what I want.
Hulle gaan wel twerk.
Why is it so soft in my headphones?
I don't know.
Betty, you don't see me.
I'm not I'm not sold yet.
Is it stout?
Oh, there
we go.
Yay!
No, it can work. It can work.
Pepsod, mo.
Yeah.
Imagine this song, 12 o'clock at night, you drunk out of your ass. You'd probably go crazy, bro. It's a kind of vibe. I now want to go drink. Let's go drink. Where's the booze, Casper?
I thought it said featuring Madonna, but it's Madonnon.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I think a few guys would be looking around now. What news have you got?
No, that's it. I'm so glad.
What?
Yeah.
Then I have the big scoop and you don't even know it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Music. Hold my theme. It's a really gay song. Should I translate it for you?
Yes, please.
Hold. You're so beautiful like a Mercedes. Hold my thing like it's yours.
Oh.
Ibambe music. Say Ibambe music.
Ibambe music.
Hold the music.
Hold the music.
Then Ibambe Ntoyam.
Ibambe Ntoyam.
Yeah. Hold my thing.
Yes.
Why won't they call the thing what it is?
Ask them, but I don't know.
Toyam. Hatoyam. Toyam yam.
Yeah,
Toyam yam.
Shiki, it's a whole music. Castina, Stina.
I'm feeling
Betty
the
is
song,
not. Yeah. Betty is
I'm
not
totally feeling
it.
Song.
Betty is so stiff as a full stress in neck. Like
yeah, ek is nou ontsteld dat ek wat want ek het fucking die internet gefynkam gisteraand.
Wat sê?
En dit is wat ek kon kry, wat ek vir julle gegee.
Are you now upset because I've got a scoop?
Ja.
Oh.
Oh.
You're still emotional. Betty was emotional 3 years ago. You're still emotional.
I always will
come
be.
Come on, bro.
Now he's on the phone. He's trying to find this news now.
I actually replied up a message from my boss.
Oh. Did we have a message from our listeners yet?
Not yet.
What the f***?
Ek weet nie, this is a steam problem.
What the actual f***, people? 0797482090. It's a little WhatsAppy. Say hello to Donkey. Tell us what you're doing. If you're enjoying the show, what do you think of Consistory? All those things that matter to us. Come on, people, you can do it. Press those buttons. Hey.
Ibambe wo music.
Hey.
Ibambe toya. Ayayay. Ayayay.
Well, thank you. I really my education went sky high now.
Good. I'm very curious about the
They're
scoop.
They're still like that. They yeah. haven't changed.
Oh, the scoop is for gays.
I am gay.
It's not a big scoop, but it's a scoop that will make Bernard angry. That I know it.
What's the scoop, meneer?
Okay, I'm gonna play this, and you tell me what is this, Bernard. Here we go. Here we go.
Wow, it's amazing.
I know it sounds like someone practicing piano, but it's not. It's from a theater piece.
Kindoy.
Relax, bro.
Relax.
I'm thinking.
On nights like this.
I know,
what
I know.
The fuck?
There's a new play coming out. And this play is Rocky Morty. No, sorry. Something about a mountain, Casper.
Cross the trail
what is this?
Yeah, I can.
Ek sal jou nou sê,
dit is die musical oor die vrou se alle musiek wat sy geskryf het. En dis een van die songs. Dis mekaar verpak. Is dit nie?
Wat is dit?
Nee, dit is
Come on, come on.
Fuck off, Duncan.
Het jy gedink aan daai vrou? Dit was nie, dis nie sy nie, want ek kan haar naam ook nou nie onthou nie. Daai wat you're a woman to me or something. Carol. Yeah, that one. It's a favorite Klingon. Okay, here's also a bit.
And clouds made of fire, and mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher.
Yes, I cannot hear the song which you've played.
The wonderful news is that the production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch is coming to Johannesburg.
Yay! Poos, hoe weet jy dit?
It's Casper.
Well, Poos apparently is my name.
Yeah, exactly.
Poos, hoe weet jy dit?
Well, I just heard it to follow.
Jylle moet het gaan kyk. Jylle moet hierdie show gaan kyk.
He did go. I don't know if Duncan will like it. Sexes, then one that
like the story is strange, and you will find it strange, but the music is...
This sounds good.
It's amazing. Yeah, the music is amazing.
Yeah.
The show is amazing. I can't
wait to see it
again.
Are you getting an orgasm?
I am. Yeah. I am. I love the show.
Well, you saw it with Paul Dutoy?
Yes.
It's the same guy again.
What?
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Waar wanneer?
Next year at the Monty Theatre. That's all I know, and I think it's in April.
Good.
That's all I can say, all I know. That's I couldn't wait to break the news. I was waiting here for you to not say it, so that I can say it.
And you did well, Casper.
Yeah, this is a lekker surprise. I've said that I could never.
How did you miss it, though?
I don't know. And just the other day, I spoke to the producer of the show, and he said they're looking for a venue in Joburg, and I haven't spoken about it since then with him. So
you were sleeping, basically.
No,
you missed out on an opportunity to probably host one of your favorite plays.
Don't you have to be somewhere?
No.
Duncan, do you know that Gavin is married?
Ek weet.
But to say husband's name?
It's not Eve. Is it Steve? Sorry. You're a terrible joke.
No.
Think of wine.
Niederberg. I met him once. I think we were at the Maslow. I think we were at the Maslow with the boys.
The Maslow?
For Central. Yeah. We had a good chat with him. I think he actually...
His name is Alvino.
Alvino. Yeah.
Like El Nino, but...
Alvino.
But I have seen that Alvino is again in New York.
Indeed.
How did he get that right?
So he's now in Washington, D.C. So he comes back on Saturday, on Sunday for a few hours, and then he goes to Italy for a week.
How are you dealing with
that, sleeping with?
Exactly.
I don't know. I must find out.
Video call him now, bro. Now.
That's amazing.
Video call him.
Hoe kom het hy nie die Evan Hansen gaan kyk toe hy in New York was nie?
It's work. He was there for a conference.
What conference, Baba? Yeah.
Oh, at 8 at night.
What's the conference?
Would have.
Look, looking at Gavin now, he doesn't look completely secure talking about this. I feel like there may be a bit of trouble in paradise.
What I'm laughing about is that there are three conversations happening. Casper's talking to himself and the monitor, and Duncan is talking to me, and Bernard are talking, and Shermaine is drinking water.
I'm talking about Alvino in Washington.
Oh, yes, of course you are. But I'm talking about that little section.
I know you've got a kid as well. His name is Zimbabwe or some African country.
No, it's Ghana.
Ghana. So you've got Ghana, Swaziland.
No, she's now
Kenya.
Five already.
Five.
Oh, that's Kenya. Amazing. Yeah, Kenya.
Kenya. Yeah. She's now... what?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Shemaine, you've been here. You're the oldest dame here. You speak like the mic is not here. You do this.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just shy of objects like that.
And then they all know. But never mind me.
And then the occasional.
Oh, Charmaine.
I would really love some of those tablets, eh?
I want some of your
Valiums.
I weet nie wat ze in het nie, maar het is een gegiggel. En dan...
I'm happy to see you guys.
How's your show going? What's it called? The Non-Living and the Dead.
Beyond Ears and Eyes. Oh, yes, yes.
Ons kan nie hoor nie, Charmaine.
Yeah, because Casper het my so laag.
Ek het jou nie laag nie.
What are you doing? He's
jou mond is nie very much.
Bernard
is so nice.
Like yeah, daar kan Friday night.
Daar is hy.
Hy het my klank afgesit.
Ek het nie. Ek het net gecheck nou.
So, what did you ask me again?
How's your show?
Beyond the Living.
Oh, yeah, it's great. We're doing good. And the nice thing about it is, the podcasts are downloaded from, here to Timbuktu. So
really?
it's an international listenership. But, I mean, it would be nice, Cassie, if you could punt me every now and again. Beyond Ears and
this
Eyes
is the punt.
Live.
I think one of my favorite episodes was when you guys
Tuesdays.
Interviewed a cat. You guys.
So the show is called The Unview, and it is Thursday. Charmaine, you can download it.
Exactly.
Beyond belief.
Beyond ears and eyes.
Casper, pant nie sommer iets nie, hoor. Toe my TV show begin het, toe sien ek vir hom a Facebook banner wat ek kan post om te sê die show begin. Ek het sy reply na my toe was 4 smiling faces. was laughing faces.
And you didn't post it?
Nee.
Why would I post his fucking TV show?
You're using Casper, bro.
So,
no, I didn't. I wanted to.
You wanted,
but I didn't.
But Cassie Donkey, you do punch my.
I do punch you. I do want to punch you now and then.
And yet you call me back every week.
Yet I do. Now look at this. Can you remember this?
Stove poopies Fontaine. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. I love the guitar work here, man.
The guitar work.
Yeah.
Remember, you're still going to give me a song that I must play that is an example of the kind of music that you play in your podcast.
Fantastic,
right?
Yeah, certainly.
So write it down so I can search.
Can I WhatsApp it to you?
You can.
Stof poepies.
Wat sal ek eet? Ek kan nie die uitkring. Een lekker, smullige aardappel met een dik roomsaus en krakerige beskuit.
Yum,
Of wat van een sandwich met heerlijke kaas en een roomerige aardappel.
Again?
Heerlijk. Sy einde kan afgelever word. Sandwich Baron, vol sla lekker.
Fantastic. You are amazing. You are the man.
Oh, thank you so
You're still
much.
Doing stuff with Sandwich Baron?
Still.
Oh, nice.
They still. Remember? And
remember.
We gave them cock on the phone.
Egg want to hole.
Still with me.
Nice.
Isn't that wonderful?
And you love their sandwiches.
Clearly.
I do. Sorry.
Of course.
So, our stuff puppy is my stuff puppy. I chose it. Mm. And it is not a song. But it is a happening that happened.
Okay.
And I thought it was nice because sometimes we have to go back to something that was a cultural happening of era, and this was in the 80s. Mm. And I think my book just fell. And it's a movie that Bernard and I wanted to see the next one. This week, but then the storm came, and God in His wisdom decided that we're not going to watch it.
Mm.
And that movie is Blade Runner 2049.
Whoa.
But therefore, our stuff will be is Blade Runner from 19.
You're talking about Oscar Pistorius. Blade Runner.
I don't blame you. A lot of people think I'm talking about Oscar.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Okay.
We did talk about his movie, but this is Blade Runner 1982. This is where the word Blade Runner comes from.
Mm.
It's from a science fiction novel where this guy is looking for replicants or robots. Very much like the West World robots that we know now. But this was a very new movie So with new ideas, it was based on a book called Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Gee whiz.
Yeah. And then in this story, this guy is called a Blade Runner. Blade Runner looks for the fake robot people.
Oh, wow.
And he takes them out because they are geniepsig.
Mm.
What's geniepsig in English?
Hiccups.
Conniving.
Vicious.
They are hiccups.
Canty.
They are canty. So Harrison Ford is this Blade Runner. He's not running yet. I think he's just steaming there in the bathroom at the moment. And
wow,
he's got four robots he must get. Daryl Hannah, want to remember her?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rutger Hauer, remember him?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm. Sean Young, remember her?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, she's a very bad actress. They actually thought she was fantastic because this was her first part in a movie, but then they realized she's like a robot. She can't act. So, but he's got to get rid of them. Just stay tense, eh? Shall we... let's try another theme. Ah, oh, this is better. So, who composed the music of Blade Runner?
Heinz Winkler. Everyone knows that.
And that actually was a clue.
Maybe Bernard will know.
What was the other guy that was equally as famous, you know, as Hans Winkler?
No, it is Vangelis.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
And he composed the music.
This is enchanting. This is enchanting music.
That's what I'm laughing. Mike's Casper's busy. Casper just switched off Jermaine and Bernard.
No, they're just talking. They're not listening.
This is good. It's not good. It's in the class.
Vangelis did the music. He did also the... dun, 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 dun.
Chariots.
Dun, bum, bum, bum. He also did that. Vangelis. And the Ridley Scott is the director of Blade Runner. And you wouldn't guess... This irritates me. And you know, we were back with Friday the 13th again. Is there nothing else?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Yeah.
This has got nothing to do with Blade Runner, but let's listen. So Ridley Scott directed Blade Runner, and these other movies. Alien.
Yeah.
Is it the new Alien? Have you seen the latest Alien movie?
I think he's involved with all of them.
Yo, it's a great movie. Have you seen it? Love it so much.
If he's not directing, he's producing. But he directed the very first one where that thing climbed out of John Hurt's body.
Okay.
The Martian with Damon.
I saw that. That was a brilliant movie as well.
He's
yeah,
director.
Yeah. Oh, yes, runner. I saw that.
Gladiator.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Thelma and Louise.
No.
Yeah, he directed that.
Wow.
It's like a boring name for a movie. I wouldn't want to watch anything called Thelma and Louise.
It's a beautiful movie.
It's a beautiful movie.
It's like Downton Abbey. It's boring names.
That's also good. And so the Ridley Scott was, it was a bomb.
Yeah.
Blade Runner at the box office. So there are three versions out there. I want to tell the connoisseurs.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, the one you have to watch before we watch Blade Runner 2049 is Blade Runner, the final cut.
Whoa.
Don't go for the director's cut. No siree. It's false. It's fake news. Don't go for Blade Runner 1982. It's a tweaked commercial ending. But Blade Runner final cut is the one to see. And then apparently Blade Runner 2049 is exquisite.
What's it about? Is it a horror movie? Sorry.
Didn't I just fucking tell you the whole
Oh yeah, you did. Sorry.
What did I tell you?
That it's not about Oscar Pistorius.
No, it's a Blade Runner.
Yeah, exactly. And then it
he takes out the robots. And this is not a theme from Blade Runner. This has got nothing to do with Blade Runner.
I love the song.
think that love, oh, oh,
ooh. Love it.
Touch me, baby, take it all. I hope I have made you hungry to go and see Blade Runner 2049.
So can I say something that Blade Runner...
They're all talking.
Yeah, they are. They're not listening.
No.
The Blade Runner thing is very confusing because last night my kids and I were watching...
Shh.
We were watching like YouTube, right? And then Blade Runner came on and I was... And I was just like, I'm not going to see the...
What?
No. I was... just the trailer of Blade Runner. What you just told us now.
2049.
And then I just skipped because I'm like, I've seen Oscar, so Pistorius, so, you know.
A lot of people do that. He made that mistake. A lot of people tell me, oh, the Oscar, tell me how is it?
Mm.
I said, no.
I'm going to try.
It's not Oscar's cuck story.
I'm going to try and watch.
It's a tragic story, Casper. It's a tragic story.
This is the Blade Runner. Apparently, it's exquisite, man. And I can't wait to see it. And I think Charmaine, on her high now, must go see it. Because I
yes,
think she's
exactly.
going to see things she's never seen before. And remember, Charmaine, that last we were talking about Aha?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Was it terug?
Okay, now we're back.
Fantastic.
Do you remember? Just not too close, Bernard, otherwise you're going to go again.
Ek bang ek gaan af weer.
Aha.
Welcome back, guys.
We had Aha on.
It was long.
You strafed us good there.
And Aha, remember we played Take On Me.
Yes.
I'll be coming for your love, okay.
That's so 80s.
No, this is a very 2017 ballad version by the same
Sounds
band.
Sounds beautiful.
Those boys were gorgeous.
I'll be gone in a day or two. To say I'm odds and ends, but that's me, I'm stumbling away, slowly learning that life is okay, and say after me, it's no better to be safe than sorry, and take on.
This is beautiful.
This is beautiful.
Coming for you anyway. Take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two.
This is the original Aha, singing an unplugged ballad version of Take On Me. Very beautiful.
Yes.
Duncan, I can tell you now that
Since you've been gone, we have lost all our listeners, it seems. There's not one message.
Really?
There's not one fucking message. So it's either to do with you or the fact that we don't have any listeners anymore.
I'll go for the former.
Maybe we also like, what's the other superstar, Jermaine Harris, where they just downloaded from Timbuktu. I don't know.
I'll just shut up.
Now, Duncan, are you going to find yourself a job at a radio station or not? Are you going to be the goodwill ambassador, the new black Lady Diana of this new century?
Yeah, I'm trying to. So at the moment, I'm just trying to put together like a nice show proposal. So I'm trying to do something like a top 10 jazz countdown on a Sunday. It. Just counting down some of
but
the
biggest. But where? On Radio South Africa or what?
Well, Kai FM maybe, I don't know.
But you got a refined taste.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a refined taste.
Yeah, so
but it's nice. Once you're there, you feel like, once you listen to your show, you feel like, I'm glad I'm hearing this. Otherwise, I would be missing out. You know, it's that kind of feeling.
Exactly. And it's a sound that most people don't really expect from a wild character like me.
No.
So it's just a surprise. So I'm going to introduce you guys.
Know.
Yeah.
You can't play now. I'll be just still talking.
Okay.
So where do you get your inspiration and material from? Where do you listen? What do you listen?
Well, it started off when I just started downloading like mixes off the internet.
Illegally.
Yeah. And then I found myself, firstly, when I used to listen to this music, I'd fall asleep to it. Mm. And then I'd wake up, but the music is still playing.
It's there.
Yeah. So then... I graduated when I didn't fall asleep to listen to jazz. So now I can stay awake. I can play jazz on a Friday night. People look at me like I'm crazy, but they're the crazy ones. So where did I find the refined taste? I think it's always been within me because growing up, my parents would always go out jawling and they'd leave me in the car while they...
Baby driver.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So and then I wake up in the morning, my dad's playing some Bon Jovi, that kind of thing. So music is something that I really grew up around and then I just found my own sound.
Yeah, but the sound that you found is not everywhere that one can hear it. It's amazing because most of the songs you play in your podcast, I don't know.
But it's like music that you should know, that you kick yourself like,
I should know it.
Exactly.
I've got tracks like that. I told you before I want to send it to you, but now I didn't even bring it here because I'm a klutz. I could have played you one of the things and see if you like it or not, because you are very, very mean and strict on the show here in the past, and if I play songs that really means a lot to me and my family, you would say it's the biggest load of shite you've ever heard in your life.
But that's just my own opinion. Not necessarily that I'm right or anything like that.
Okay, so we will be listening Iono. Iono. We also there, people.
Everyone's there.
.com. You can actually listen to us if someone still hears this somewhere on Mars.
/ art in music.
No, that's him.
Oh.
/ art in music. That's Duncan Mambanstots.
Mabaso, yeah.
Yes. And then you got / De Casper Redhus. Yeah. That's us.
Oh.
Yeah. And we've got 3 years of episodes.
I've got a story, you guys. Oh, yeah, we do have 3 years of episodes. It's great. I just want to talk about my trip.
Who's we, black man?
In Cape Town. Us, when we first launched the Casper De Vries show.
No, can you remember the first guy you interviewed on my show?
No,
I invited you and I said, please, the porn star from Canada.
Oh, I'll never forget that guy.
Oh, wow. You abandoned him.
No, sorry, I'm trying to forget him. But he was a very handsome young man. I wonder who he's doing actually.
What's his name?
Pierre Fitch. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool, Canadian porn
he's still
star.
Around. Yes. He's still around.
In South Africa?
No, he was from Canada and he came here.
Yes, Bernard.
Why was Betty Van when that guy was
Betty
here?
Betty was here.
No, I was not here. I was so upset.
Oh, really? When you...
Yeah.
Oh, shame, man. We had him all to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, literally. Yeah.
You wanted to tell me a story. Tell it to me now.
Oh, yes.
Before the hundreds of episodes.
Before the hundreds of episodes, I found myself, I was invited over to go to my new company in Cape Town, headquarters. So then they booked a flight for me. Obviously, the first time I was on a flight was when I went to Durban for a gig. So this was my second time on a flight going to Cape Town.
Were you nervous?
Well, not as nervous as I was the first time. This time I was more relaxed.
What kind of a flight was? Was it Safair? Was it Kululu?
They gave me Safair. The first time was Kululu.
Safair is nice.
Safair, it's surprisingly nice. Yeah, but I was sitting on the aisle. So boring, felt left out, not looking out the window. Anyway, so then I got to Cape Town. My employees booked me into like this really fancy guest house in Constantia. Constantia. So now the people that own the guest house is like two old white folk. I think they're in their pension. So now they're just renting out the house, etc. So every time I get to the house, they're like, they're always drinking, bro. Like, I see them with an empty glass. They go into a garage. They walk out of the garage. The glass is full.
What garage?
Their garage in their house.
Is there full of liquor?
Yeah, full of liquor.
Moonshine.
Yeah, and then this guy asks me, so what do you do? I'm like, I'm in broadcasting. And he's like, oh, I was also a singer.
What's his name?
I forgot him. Some old Afrikaans guy. And then,
really?
And it's like, I was in the advert for some butchery in the 60s that went, "Die Boere wors gaan brei," something like that.
Oh, man.
He breaks into song, he sings, he's embarrassing his wife right next to her. His wife calls him, he's like, "The phone is on, please come into the house." Because you could see that this guy is really annoying me.
But so then, that is absolutely amazing that you can't remember the name is unfortunate, because I would tend to want to know his name.
Really? No, I'll try to find that for you.
Boere wors ads. How many were there?
Yeah, he's a singer as well.
Well, apparently, yeah,
and then he brews Mampur in his garage now.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, it's very amazing. And then they were a great team. They were a great couple, actually, very accommodating and stuff. But now I'm in Cape Town. I find myself in a place where I don't know anyone. So now I need to find myself some... because I suffer from a lot of diarrhea. So I need I'm on
that's nice explosive or just normal?
It's explosive sometimes.
Okay,
so I needed to get some medication, so some medicinal marijuana. So luckily and then I ordered a Taxify. It's a great story, by the way.
Was that just an excuse to get the marijuana?
No, for my diarrhea. Exactly.
It doesn't look like you suffer from...
No one looks like they suffer from diarrhea.
No, you can't.
But they
like
do.
No, you haven't been in the toilet in like an hour.
But not now.
Not now.
Oh,
I can identify.
Exactly.
I will tell you something. I've downed a bottle of Imodium 2 days ago, and I feel the shit is there, but it doesn't want to come. It is in my body. Because I was so nervous, I downed Imodium. Really? You go on.
So then I ask him, I said, "Do you know where I can get some medicinal marijuana?" He's like, "Oh, what? Really?" And, let me take it to the top. So I requested normally when I request a Taxify here in Joburg, I get like a black guy.
Why are you getting, why are you standing up?
So I just want to hurry up.
Okay.
So normally when I order a Taxify here in Joburg, I get a black guy. So in Cape Town, I got a white guy, white, old, as old as you. I was very surprised. I even offered to drive him to where I was going.
Uber.
Taxify is like Uber, cheaper version. So that he came. I'm surprised. I'm like, no, I can't have this old white man driving me. Let me drive you to my destination. I'll still pay you. That's the mental slavery I still have. Slave mentality. I'm like, cool. He drives me and I ask him, where can I get some medicinal marijuana? And then he says, oh, I've got a bit at my house.
The taxi driver.
The Taxify guy. He's like, I've got something by my house, but it's next to nothing. But I know a guy we can go right across the road. So now I go live on my Facebook because I'm so excited. Like, white guy driving me to a place.
Yes.
He's going to get me some medicinal marijuana. How times have changed.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the back seat there, you know, just on my laptop.
You're being driven to a marijuana compound.
Exactly. So, yeah, then we got there. And then he eventually got me some medicinal marijuana.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think that's the end of the story.
But it's a funny story.
Yeah, for me, I think it's what's amazing is the fact that I got a taste of white privilege in Cape Town a bit. You know what I mean? Trying to experience.
It's nice there, hey.
It's very nice.
Can I just interrupt you?
Yeah.
We're going to start playing your jazz now.
Oh, yeah?
Because the time is nearly up.
Oh, already? Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
So we're going to play it in the background.
Okay.
So just tell me what it is and then we'll talk along again.
Okay, this is... I'm only playing this song because I know you may know the guy. His name is Kurt Elling.
Kurt Elling, I know. Who's him again?
He's got the song called You Send Me, a very classical singer trained I could have played anything, but I chose this one because I see that Betty's here, so I'm just trying to accommodate everyone here.
Are we listening to something? Oh, there it is. Oh.
It's the live version.
Live version.
Is it? Are we off?
I don't know.
We're off.
It's beautiful.
Well.
There we go.
Aww.
Kurt Elling.
Oh, that sounds good.
Song's called You Send Me. Darling you.
Darling you, you.
Wow.
You thrill me.
Yeah. I sound like that.
Would you believe when I say that you
with the Imodium. No, I love it. Duncan, thank you very much for being here.
Can we do December shows again? Can we do that thing
please,
we used to do in December?
Please,
please. Say we fill in for Gareth?
Yes, I'll keep touch with you and just hear what's going on. Sorry that I said the word touch. I'm sorry. I'll keep.
Don't even get me started.
I'll WhatsApp you, Duncan. It was so nice seeing you.
Yay!
Nice being here. I love everyone so much.
Yay!
Let's be rich and all have sex.
Yay!
And take you home.
This is CliffCentral.com.